Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And the U.S. Education Secretary, Arne Duncan, does join us now with education reform getting a lot of attention as an Obama administration priority and with the movie Waiting for Superman sparking more nationwide debate. Short clip from the movie, short clip from the president.
Either the kids are getting stupider every year or something is wrong in the education system.
And...
if you're committed to excellence for all children, you will be eligible for a grant to help you attain that goal. And so far, the results have been promising and they have been powerful.
Secretary Duncan, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for taking the time again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And you are mounting what you call the Teach campaign to recruit young people to the teaching profession. Are you trying to change the mix of people who go into teaching?
Absolutely. So a couple of challenges and, frankly, huge opportunities. First, as a country, we have a baby booming generation that's moving towards retirement. So we anticipate over the next 4, 5, 6 years as many as 1 million teachers retiring. And our ability to attract and then retain this next generation of talent to come into education will shape public education for the next 30 years. It's just an amazing once-in-a-generation opportunity. We're absolutely trying to bring in the hardest working, the most committed, and we have to diversify the teaching workforce. I'm very concerned that increasingly our teachers don't reflect the great diversity of our nation's young people. And so making sure we have more teachers of color, and particularly more men, more black and Latino men coming into education is going to be a significant part of this Teach campaign.
Right now we see teachers' quality of life under assault. Tenure is under assault. Their pensions are under assault. They're being asked to spend so much time in boring test prep. And you and the president want a longer school day and school year. And maybe these are all for good reasons. But why wouldn't all these things scare people away from teaching rather than draw them in?
No, it's a great question and a real concern. And we have to elevate the entire profession. So what you have are you have a number of really innovative labor management agreements that are recognizing excellence and giving teachers a chance to make substantially more money going forward based upon their hard work. That's very appealing to this next generation of young people. We have to strengthen the profession. We have to make sure that teachers are getting the support they need. We talk about lengthening the day. It's not just lengthening the day, the time in school, but it's making schools community centers, open 12, 13, 14 hours a day with a whole host of after-school activities. And those kinds of social supports and nonprofit partners actually help a teacher do their job much better. So I think these ideas are not at all in conflict, but your basic point is absolutely the right one, that teachers have been demeaned, the profession's been beaten down for too long, and part of our strategy to bring in this next generation of great talent is to elevate the entire teaching profession. I've said repeatedly that teachers are the unsung heroes in our society. We can't do enough to recognize them, to reward them, to learn from them. If you want to make a difference in a child's life or in a community, there's nothing more important you can do than to go into education.
But some of my listeners have complained that the president and you seem to have a Republican-style education agenda with an emphasis on private-style charter schools and weakening union protections without also emphasizing greater funding equity or teacher training. Fair charge?
That's just fundamentally inaccurate. We've doubled funding for public education. No one has put more money behind education than the president. Through the Stimulus Act and the recent jobs bill, we've saved way more than 400,000 teacher jobs between last year and this school year. Massive investment, $100 billion through the Recovery Act in very tough economic times to help stave off an education catastrophe and to keep great teachers in the classroom. So no one has been more supportive of public education and great teachers than the president, and it was critical to us that we keep these great teachers teaching and not on the unemployment line. We're looking to host, in partnership with the AFT and the NEA, a national conference on labor management agreements and want folks to continue to work together to create great working conditions for teachers and great learning conditions for students. And these ideas can absolutely go hand in hand. So anyone who really looks at what we're doing, we're working as hard as we can to support great public education. That's what we're about.
In the news in New York City right now is a backlash, first reported by New York One, against a federal requirement to count students by race and to have the schools identify the race of a child if a family won't list it themselves. Want to defend it?
No, I understand those concerns, and I actually have my staff looking at those issues. So I think it's I hear the concerns, and it's something that I've asked my team to delve into.
What would be right and wrong, in your opinion?
Well, we're still working this thing through, so I'll come back to you on where we go on this. But I absolutely hear those concerns, and again, I've really asked our staff to look carefully at how we address that.
How about the movie Waiting for Superman? Yes, charter schools that work should be available to more kids. Yes, teachers should be held more accountable. But again, critics say, where is equity? Where is class size? Where is individual tutoring? Your thoughts on the movie?
Well, I think, anyone who thinks a movie is going to solve the public education, it's just a movie. To me, the message of the movie isn't, charters versus traditional whatever. That debate is a false debate. What the movie did for me, I think for all of us, is it's a call to action. That what we have is we have far too many young people in our country who don't have access to a great education. And we have far too many parents desperately looking for a great school for their child and not being able to find one. And so we all have to work together, put politics, put ideology, put all the adult debates on the side, and we can't rest. I just feel this huge sense of urgency. We can't rest until every single child, particularly disadvantaged children of color, poor children, have access to a great, great school. That's what this is about.
I know you got to go in a minute. Now that states, including New York, have raced to the top money, how will you measure success? How will you hold them accountable? And any advice to New Jersey on how to win in maybe the next round of grants after failing in this one? Was it more than the famous typo that sunk the New Jersey application?
I think New Jersey has a lot to learn from New York, frankly. I think New York had very tough conversations and vigorous internal debate, but at the end of the day came together with a courageous, strong proposal. And there's a series of benchmarks laid out in New York's game plan in their race to top application. We're going to hold them accountable on an ongoing basis to make sure they're hitting those marks, but there's a very clear work plan laid out there, and we want to be a good partner and support that work. And so I think what New Jersey can learn from the New York process is this work is hard, it is tough, but it's desperately needed. We have to educate our way to a better economy. We have a 25% dropout rate in this country. We're losing about 1 million children each year from our schools to the streets. That's just economically unsustainable, and it's morally unacceptable. And we all have to work together and challenge the status quo and give our children, ultimately our country, a chance to do better. I think New York learned a lot between the first round and second round and made some significant progress. And I think New Jersey can come back stronger as we move forward.
If you win, we all win. This may be one of the big legacies when history is written from the Obama administration. Education Secretary Arne Duncan, thanks for coming on.
Have a great day. Thanks for the opportunity.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.